beg for God's mercy. He has mercy on ourselves and others. We prayed to have, as we'll see again at greater length, the two inevitable, infallible consequences of every sin. What are they? The loss of grace and the debt of pain. There are certain things you've got to hear a thousand times before they really sink in. We prayed that God will restore the grace we have lost by our past sins and spare us the suffering that is due to us. We are all debtors to God because we have all been sinners against God. Why must we pray? We must pray because God is God and we are we. Why must we pray? Because God wants us to. He wants us to adore Him. Adore Him by the submission of our wills. Adore Him by the love of His divine will. God wants us to thank Him for all that He's been giving us. God wants us to ask Him. God, He's all wise, He knows what He needs. But He don't explain this, He don't analyze it, He'll believe it. Although He is all wise and knows what we need, and Almighty can give us whatever we need, He will not. That's our faith. He will not give us what we need unless we ask Him. And He wants us. He wants us to beg Him for His mercy. And that in two ways. And of course we acknowledge, I will come to Him and tell Him, we repent. But hear it. The hardest prayer of mercy is in our actions. That's why God puts offensive people into our lives. That's the divine purpose. So that by forgiving them, God may forgive us. Finally, how can we improve our practice of prayer? Centuries of Christian wisdom have written a library on the practice of prayer for our purpose. I will mention only three recommendations expressed in three words. How can we improve our practice of prayer? May our humility, may our sincerity, and strange word, may our intimacy. Humility. We go in our life of prayer have a measure that we practice the art of interior humility. Two recommendations. Believe me, I didn't come up with these last night. Years in the making. We grow in our humility and therefore grow in our prayer by accepting the humiliations that enter our life. We accept them. We expect them, we accept them. And secondly, on a level of humility, we avoid even a moment's self-gratification in self-complacent thoughts. I keep repeating this, and I tell myself, Harden, keep saying it. I have to constantly watch my thoughts, constantly. There is one mirror that we all have, and that is our minds. Looking at ourselves in our own minds and admiring, what shall I say, the spectacle that we see there. Self-adoration, and I dare say, self-adoration. Sincerity. You want to grow in your life of prayer, be open with God. Be honest with God. Keep no secrets from God. Open your hearts freely, constantly to God. Finally, intimacy. God is always aware of us, but we're not always aware of Him. God is in all things. Whatever you do again during the retreat, work on that most important habit of seeing God in everything and everyone of His living God puts into our lives. Lord Jesus, You are our God. You are always thinking of us. You are always loving us. Dear Savior, give us the ineffable grace of having You always on our minds, but especially having You always on our hearts, so that whatever we do with You and Jesus Christ like You and for You. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.